On the trail to Hemlock Creek, the Boys and Girls Club members are nervous about running into a black bear. The forest is thick with trees and brush. But Ceslin Schleissner, the club manager, knows how to put the kids at ease.
I don't know if you guys want to cover your ears.
There are no bear sightings on the rugged path to the stream. But a curious seal pops its head out of the water to examine the adults and three preteens standing on the shore.
Don't yell at me, Makari!
Schleissner takes this group here about once a week during the school year to test the water. They're part of GLOBE, a NASA program which has trained over 100 teachers and mentors in Alaska since 1996 to engage students in science questions. The Boys and Girls Club in Metlakatla has collected water samples from two salmon streams since 2018.
No, it's really high.
It's better right here, because then I could dip it in more.
The kids collect data on water temperature, pH, and dissolved oxygen levels. That's what helps salmon breathe through gills. But when the water temperature warms, dissolved oxygen decreases. It can kill fish and make the streams less desirable for returning salmon. Both streams the club monitors have seen low salmon returns for the fish that spawn during even years. And these kids want to know why. 11-year-old Mia Winter says that's something on her mind.
Almost everyone here fishes, or almost everyone in someone's family fishes that lives here.
Mia's uncle, Dustin Winter, also wants to know about the health of salmon streams.
We need our salmon runs to be strong so that we can survive here in Metlakatla.
Winter is the director of Metlakatla's Department of Fish and Wildlife, which manages the reserve's fisheries. A few years ago, the department started tracking salmon streams in the area, measuring water levels and temperatures in creeks. Winter thinks the recent drought that's played out in southeast Alaska is likely contributing to fish numbers overall being down. He says biologists need more long-term data to fully understand how the ecosystem is changing. Still,
I think it's definitely related. You know, we can see it specifically in this one system that we're talking about now. I mean, it's the water levels are down to just a trickle. In one case, we've had water temperatures as high as 80 degrees.
Normally, water levels are a flow, not a trickle. Optimal temperatures for salmon production are around 40 or 50 degrees. But with warmer conditions, there's less dissolved oxygen, salmon have a tougher chance at survival.
2 minutes. We should probably get up there before the oxygen starts settling, though.
Come on, Michael.
Back at Hemlock Creek, the kids at the Boys and Girls Club rush to the van to start testing a vial of water for dissolved oxygen. Mia Winter puts on goggles and gloves to handle chemicals she'll carefully add to the water.
Alkaline potassium.
In total, there are about 13 steps she has to follow to get the data.
That was pretty intimidating.
It's hard to do that because you can't mess it up at all, or else you mess up the whole entire thing.
But Winter doesn't mess it up. She handles the experiment with the cool demeanor of a scientist. The dissolved oxygen levels in the creek look pretty good. Back on the drive to the clubhouse, Ceslin Schleissner says she'd like to see these kids continue collecting the research throughout high school. Contributing to the NASA program in their young years could be just the beginning.
I'm hoping that it really gets their foot in the door to get in with a good natural resources program and bring what they learned back home.
After all, it's a home they'll come back to as oceans continue to change. In Metlakatla, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.